Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. Small Business Consulting to Go is sponsored by Smart Vault. Transform QuickBooks into a simple document management system.
Hi, this is Darren Root, and you are listening to episode 22 of Small Business Consulting to Go. First, I'd like to thank our corporate sponsor, ADP, and our Small Business to Go sponsor, Smart Vault, for today's podcast. They were talking about AccuPause. From Attitude Positive, Inc., AccuPause is a point-of-sale system, and we're also going to be talking about the upcoming Sleater Group Conference. Today I'm here with my regular co-host, Doug Sleater, who's the president of the Sleater Group. Welcome, Doug.
How you doing, Darren? Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well. Another thing I wanted to mention, you know, the Sleater Group is a national accounting software consulting firm with over 600 members in the U.S. and Canada. So you guys are ever expanding and have such a national reach and expertise in this consulting world of QuickBooks. I'm glad that we're together today and have the opportunity to talk about AccuPause.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, we've got quite a group of consultants out there, and many of them are working real hard with small business owners to, you know, streamline their processes. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about one of these tools that we can use to help the small business owner who's in the retail or the food service industry to, handle the point of sale need.
Yeah, I mean, oftentimes, you know, we go into restaurants or you know, a place like McDonald's or Wendy's or even the big chain stores, and you'll see that, you know, they have these touch screens and, you know, nice computer systems, point of sale systems, and you always wonder, where do these things come from? And it looks like what we're talking about today might be one of those solutions. So why don't you kind of lay the groundwork for what AccuPause does?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me back up a little bit. Every year, the Sleater Group does this annual recognition of products in the marketplace. We call it the Awesome Add-on Awards, and AccuPause is one of our winners for the 2009 year. We've known AccuPause for a long time. The folks at Attitude Positive are really diligent with the process of developing and improving their software. What this product does is really, it does do that for the small retail operation or food service restaurant-like company. It uses a computer to install software, basically, on the computer and a touch screen kind of interface with a little cash drawer that you buy with it and a barcode scanner and all that. So the hardware is, you've probably seen it in many of the stores. It uses basically standard off-the-shelf PCs to do the job, and then a few connected peripherals like the barcode scanner. The software allows you to set up a really customizable screen, if you will, of all the items that you sell, so that the employees who do the, you know, the cash register clerk can really just punch buttons that are customized to the kinds of products that that you sell in that company. So it's from just the look of it, it's really this really nice standard PC that's customized to be a point of sale terminal. The product integrates with a lot of different accounting software packages, and that's where it's different from something like, let's say, QuickBooks Point of Sale. QuickBooks Point of Sale works as long as you have QuickBooks in the back end, but AccuPause works with a variety of back ends, including QuickBooks and Peachtree and Simply Accounting and Math90. So they have a broader range of back ends that they can work with. The product itself, when you get down to sort of the nuance of how it works, let's say compared to, oh, you see Micros as a big vendor in this world or the QuickBooks Point of Sale, because this AccuPause connects with the back end inventory systems, it's very tightly integrated with what those systems can do. So the real-time inventory availability or whatever, you can on the terminal, you can connect in and see what your inventory is available, but it does connect to the back end. Again, this is a philosophical, if you will, difference between the way Accupos does it and the way, let's say, QuickBooks Point of Sale does it. They use the QuickBooks items instead of creating their own item list that then has to be maintained separately from the back-end ERP system. So anyway, that's a different... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. So as... You know, as I look like at a QuickBooks point of sale, you know, it's sort of an end of the day sort of push back into QuickBooks, or end of the day close back into QuickBooks. Is Accupos more of a real time give and take of data inside of QuickBooks? Is that what's happening?
Well, you can choose to sync more often or less often. I think probably the typical scenario is the end of day kind of thing. I suppose that would depend on, you know, the particular need, but it's still sort of an end of day kind of thing where it syncs with the back end.
Okay.
But food service is one of the areas that they're real strong, and part of the reason why is because it allows you in the process of making a sale. Think of the process of doing capture of a sale. Just think of the grocery store for a minute. You know, you go through the line, and the cashier opens a ticket essentially, and you know, rings up, and then says total, and then says, you know, pay and accept the money, and then the transaction is final. In a food service or restaurant like scenario, that isn't really the way it works. You know, the wait person takes the order, goes and puts it in, and then it goes back to the kitchen to get served, and then the wait person, while they're cooking the food, goes out and gets another order and puts another one, you know, so is starting tickets all the time and not closing tickets until the people are done with their meal and then they're going to pay. So it's not a serial process. It's a open a ticket, hold it, you know, open another ticket, hold it, open another ticket, hold it, adjust, add this, you know, add little things, or maybe remove something or switch something out. And Accupos does a great job of handling those types of transactions. So that again differentiates it from many of the players in the other sort of QuickBooks point of sale world.
Also, the other thing I think I noticed about the restaurant side of it too. I mean, oftentimes, you know, when the server comes back to our table, they say, is this, you know, one check or separate? And it looked like it had the ability to separate those checks as well.
Yeah.
And the multiple checks.
Yes.
Which is pretty nice.
Yeah, it does that quite well, quite efficiently. And maybe right there for the restaurant, it pays for itself right there because a lot of times they just can't do it, like you say. So.
And I also notice on the restaurant side, it allows you to, you know, have an image of your restaurant, you know, where the tables are at and number the tables and so on. So
mm-hmm.
It really can function quite nicely in a restaurant environment.
Right. You can lay out a screen that shows the tables on your restaurant, how many chairs are at them, so you can book your parties, and you can take orders for the number of person at the table. And so it reduces the mix-up between, you know, this order was for number, you know, they number the people at the table. So number three is always a certain chair at a table.
Sure.
And so the wait staff does a better job of remembering whose meal is whose. So,
yeah. That's pretty nice.
So anyway, when it comes to things like inventory, that, you know, the point of sale and inventory management, they're related, but somewhat separate. I mean, the point of sale really is a transaction processing system, if you will, but it cares very much about inventory, and it needs to update inventory and all that stuff. So they also have a product it's sort of an add-on to the Accupos product. It's called AccuCount, and it allows you to scan product in as you receive it from your vendor, and have that then send receipts, if you will, item receipts into QuickBooks. So it automates the receiving process for items that you have purchased on POs and QuickBooks. And that's all with the barcode scanning and those sorts of things. And by the way, when I say QuickBooks, it's QuickBooks or Peachtree or, you know, or Math90 or any of the back ends that it connects with. So that's a nice little add-on right there.
I think I also noticed that as it relates to the AccuCount, and you can use those the handheld counters, you know, when you're taking an inventory.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have some products that add on to, you know, that facilitates taking that count at the end of the month or the end of the year.
Right, right.
So it makes it a pretty all-inclusive sort of system.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and there's one other aspect of this is, so you know, counting the inventory on the way in and connecting it to the back end is a really important thing. But the other thing, especially in restaurants, but I suppose in all retail establishments, there's a lot of employees, and they have different shifts they're running. And so getting employees to clock in and clock out is an important part of the whole POS kind of market, or, if you will, function. So there's an AccuShift add-on to AccuPause that you can have each of the employees, you know, sort of scan in, clock out, those sorts of things. And, again, it integrates with the back end. A very nice set of products here. We were really impressed with the AccuPause point of sale features, but there's also these surrounding products that fit the rest of the needs of those businesses.
So as we're looking at AccuPause, I mean, we're talking about retail point of sale. It looks like it's strong there.
Mm-hmm.
In food service, it has inventory tracking as well as reconciliation and counting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also use a time clock feature to track your employees' time
right. Coming
in and going. So that's a pretty nice system from what I can tell.
Yep. Handles things like gift cards and gift certificates and those sorts of things, which is common in these small retailers. They want to be able to sell gift certificates and have them be redeemable and account for them in the accounting software. They do a good job of that. Also, merchant account, obviously, take credit cards. It has a really good merchant account back end for it. So, yeah, we were really impressed with them. Good support. We've had some experience with them over the years of clients out there you know, getting the product, or consultants in our network who have installed the product and need help from the Attitude Positive people. You know, there's a 800 number you call in, and you get very top-notch support. These people know the client, they know their software, and they're really efficient at helping you do the setup.
So you not only can buy just the software component, but you can also buy the touch screen that hooks into your PC,
mm-hmm.
the barcode scanner, the receipt printer. It looks like it's kind of a full suite of the whole deal.
Yep. Yep. And they've been around a long time, so I feel like they've worked out all of the little kinks that typically would be expected in new products. They've been around a long time and have worked that through.
Well, I mean, it's like with all the work that you guys do at the Slater Group, these awesome add-ons really are things that the accountant, you know, / consultant out there needs to look at really closely to have in their tool bag as they start talking to their clients, the end user.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is a solution. I have an accounting firm, and this is a solution I could use over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you don't pay attention to these things and know they exist, then you can't really help your clients as well as we should. So I'm really interested in following up more on this particular one.
Yeah.
Well, with that in mind, we have about another 10 minutes or so left today. I'd like to talk a little bit about the upcoming Slater Conference this November. So why don't you kind of give me an overview or our audience an overview of what's coming up?
Yeah. Well, so every year we do the annual Sleater Group Consultants Conference. This year it's going to be called the Next Generation Accounting Solutions Conference. And what that really is meant to indicate is we're really looking out into the future. We're not forgetting about what's there today that everybody has to use and install and consult on, because that is after all most of what everybody's focused on right now. But we're also looking out 5 to 10 years and looking at where the whole world is going with regard to technology. So the online, the huge push to take your practice online, for example. I know you and your accounting firm have gone online with so many of your processes, and you have a great, you'll be there speaking about kind of your firm and how you have really revolutionized the way you do work and the efficiency and the client service. So that's a good example of what we're trying to focus on at our conference is how do firms, and if you're not a firm but just a person in your house doing accounting services, how do you take advantage of so many of these products and online technologies and new technologies that really are just designed to streamline the process. So we'll be focusing a lot on that throughout the conference. If you want to sign up for the conference, you basically go to the Sleater Group website, www.sleater.com, and then there's a link there to sleaterconference.com. You could go directly to sleaterconference.com. The conference will be November 9 through 12 in Orlando, Florida. So it's coming up here in about 4 months. We're taping right now in the early August, or actually late July. So we're still designing all of the sessions and those sorts of things. And Darren, you've been so great helping me to kind of think through what we're going to teach and all of those sorts of things. We have many, in addition to the sessions, there'll be like 32 CPEs available, a lot of different educational sessions. Well, let me just give you an example of what the sessions are. Like, we're going to have on the first day is a pre-conference. It's a, really an optional day that you pay a little extra for, but these are all-day sessions, and these all-day drill-down sessions, there are three of them. You can go to any one of them. One's going to be called Taking Your Practice Online, and Darren, you and I are going to lead that. And what we're going to be talking about is, like I just said, all these different tools. We're going to be very practical. We're going to show products. We're going to talk about how they're really used, the workflow from your perspective as the consultant or accountant, the way we get clients to adopt these things, because really we're asking clients to change behaviors as well. So that's taking your practice online. There's another all-day session on train the QuickBooks trainer. And so that's really going to be about how do you take, let's say, create a college class with QuickBooks. Many teachers around the country are using the materials that we publish. We have a college textbook series. And we're going to actually go through those books and give teachers an opportunity to really drill into these books and think about the process of teaching this material to clients and communicating how do you really set up QuickBooks and use it. That's been a session we've done in the past, and people just love it because they get an opportunity to think about being a teacher. And we, I don't know about you, but I feel real strongly that the best way to build your clientele is to go teach.
Yes.
You teach, you get a lot of credibility from your audiences, and then they want to hire you as their consultant afterwards. So it's been very effective.
Yes.
The third one is Intuit's going to be there, and they're going to present an all-day session on preparing for the advanced certification exam, the QuickBooks advanced certification exam. That'll really help the person who is trying to really up their skill set, I guess, and their ratings, if you will, on the Intuit Professional Advisor site, get higher on that list by being advanced certified. So there'll be an all-day course on all of the P pieces of that exam that you've got to pass. So it'll be a really good exam prep course there. So that's the first day. Then we're going to go into three days. Oh, do you want to say something here?
Well, that pre-conference is almost a must. I mean, there are three really, really good full-day sessions there. I mean, I don't want to just toot my near horn, but I think taking your practice online is kind of a must.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to be really good. I also think training the trainer is going to be great, as well as the other one. I think you have a great lineup for pre-conference,
mm-hmm.
and I know you have some great teachers and some great classes for the remainder, so why don't you go ahead and tell us about that.
Yeah, and really what we're doing in that pre-conference is giving people the opportunity to really learn in depth, because when you go to a conference, my experience is I go to a session, it's an hour long or something like that, and I get a taste of it, but I don't really get to drill down and get all the questions answered. Well, that's what this pre-conference is about. If you really want to learn in depth, that's the opportunity. And we priced it really low, too. The pre-conference session is, the regular price on it is $292 for the day, but the early bird for it is, the early bird discount is $233. So basically, somewhere around $250, $230 to attend an all-day thing. That's pretty cheap CPE.
Yeah, it's pretty reasonable.
So in the main conference, like you just said about taking your practice online, you think that's really important. I do too, obviously. And so we're going to have a whole track on that in the main conference. So even if you didn't attend the pre-conference drill down day, we're going to, throughout the conference, have a whole track on taking your practice online. So there will be sessions that will be very focused on these technologies. There will be different content than we teach in the first day, but there will be things like improving your client service with portals. So what's a portal? And what do you mean by improving service with a portal? Well, Randy Johnston will be there talking about what a portal is and how you can use that in your practice to really improve client service, and then all of the surrounding things like improving security in terms of the way you deliver your service to your clients. If you're just emailing PDF tax returns or PDF or even QuickBooks files back and forth, well, there's some security concerns we have about that. So that's part of what Randy will be talking about. Greg LaFollette will be back this year, and he'll be talking about the cloud computing. What's cloud computing? How should I use it? Is it scary? Is it dangerous? Where's my data? Where's my client's data? Am I taking risks? Well, he'll help kind of sort that all out. Other remote consulting services. So how do you provide remote sessions to your clients? What tools do you use? How do you do it? What is it really, really getting practical with you of how do I get set up? Which ones are the best ones to use? And what do they allow me to do? So that's taking your practice online. We've got four other tracks, developing and managing your practice. And really it's the marketing aspects, the social networking, how do you market yourself on the internet, e-newsletters, those sorts of things. We're going to have a session on IT security and always making sure that you keep that in mind in all the different services you're delivering to your clients. We're going to have a whole thing on the Fleeter Group. What is it? What's our consultants network? Why should you join us? What is our VAR program? We're really evangelizing this concept of the consultants becoming VARs, because we know that most of our audience here is you have an incredible opportunity to go out to your clients and help them investigate new products, other products that streamline their workflows and help their business be more efficient. And in doing that, you're providing a service to them that we think there's great opportunity to be paid to do. Now, they don't necessarily pay you, although they may pay you a consulting fee for that, but many of the vendors that we're connecting up with will allow you to earn commissions, essentially, when you sell their products in there. So we'll have a session on all the different programs that we have for you to build your business by becoming a VAR. Another area of the conference is just our real deep dive technology and consulting tools and best practices. So a lot of QuickBooks sessions, like getting data in and out of QuickBooks, sort of the tricks of the trade. There'll be a deep dive QuickBooks troubleshooting session. There'll be selecting IT consultants. How do you know which IT consultant to use, and how do you know that they have the skills that you'll need, and those sorts of things. CRM, we believe strongly in CRM, that's customer relationship management. And what does that mean for your firm, but also how could you take that and help your clients improve their business by installing CRM? We'll talk about Macintosh, we'll talk about reporting and data analysis, we'll talk about advanced Excel tips, there'll be a session on that, there'll be a session that basically reviews all of the different accounting software products in the marketplace, so not just QuickBooks, but Peachtree and Mass 90 and ACPAC and Sage. Other Sage high-end products, Microsoft Dynamics. You'll get a session there that'll give you the bird's eye view and which clients need which product and which add-ons do they provide to create solutions for different business types. So it's really going to be a great conference this year.
Yeah, you know, I like you, go to a lot of conferences, as you know, and you know, I think the one you've put together this year is outstanding. I think you have great topics, great speakers, very timely, priced very, it's a bargain, you know, honestly. Your conference is just a bargain, given everything that the listener is going to get from your conference. Yeah. I know Amy Vetter is going to be there this year. She does a great job. Randy Johnson, obviously. I mean, Randy speaks all over the country, and even outside the country, he does a fantastic job. Greg LaFalto will do a great job. You just have so many good people that are going to be there speaking and teaching. I just think you have a great lineup.
Yeah.
This whole social networking thing, I think I think people are struggling to figure out what that means. So those classes will be great. You know, you kind of slipped in the Macintosh word there. I think this whole idea of where Apple fits into what we're doing, especially in not so much the creative world, but the consultant, accountant world. And, you know, as you may or may not know, I travel with a MacBook Pro, and I wouldn't give it up for anything. My iMac. Figuring out where that all fits in. So there's just so many good topics. I'm really excited about the conference this year.
Yeah, yeah. And we do have an early bird kind of price for the whole conference, including the pre-conference. So this is a four-day event. It is $853, but if you bring two other people with you, then it's only $683. Like you say, it's a bargain. We keep these prices really low because we want to have a lot of people there, and our vendors, that's the real thing, is we'll have like 50 vendors there doing like a trade show, and they're products. We really look really closely at each of the solutions that we have out on the floor, and we help them, you know, hone their products so that they're better. So we're not just a huge trade show. We're a very targeted trade show to the solutions that work in this market space. So let me just mention a few of, I don't know if we have time, but I wanted to mention a few of the vendors that we have coming this year, if I could. Is that still
have
time
today?
Sure.
Sure.
So there's I've got about six companies I want to just briefly mention. One is Method Integration. Great example for the consultants out there of how they can actually take a tool, an online tool, and customize it to provide a web, just think of it as a web-based application that is connected in almost in real time to your QuickBooks on the desktop. So it allows you to take, like, make a customer portal for your little small business for them to log in and do various things, place orders. You could theoretically have it be your web store. Maybe you won't, but anyway, that's an idea. Or just simply change your address here. Go to our website, type in your address, and then it updates your QuickBooks file. So Method Integration is one of our gold sponsors this year. Fishbowl Inventory, been with us a long time. We've done a lot with them. They'll be back. They'll be doing a lot of news there. The product is growing. The VAR program that they have is incredible. Another one is PayCycle. And in case you haven't heard yet, PayCycle is now an Intuit company. They just closed that deal yesterday, and that was July 23rd. Two days ago, I guess. But anyway, PayCycle, the online payroll service, great service. I'm actually a customer, and I think you are too, or you've done a bit with them.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
That's a great product, and I hope Intuit will keep that moving along. I actually spoke with somebody at Intuit yesterday. And, you know, because you're always curious, you know, when you acquire a company, you know, what's going to happen. And
yeah.
PayCycle is going to live on and be the dominant player, I believe, in that space.
Yep. Another vendor that we have this year is Edison's Attic. They have a company called Big Time, or a product called Big Time, sorry. And great timesheet system, project tracking, those sorts of things. So they'll be there in a big way. If you haven't seen them, they were one of our awesome add-on award winners this last year. And InSync, an ASP, application service provider, this is one of the companies that is really the basic tool that you use for a lot of this taking your practice online that we've talked about. So they'll be there. And we're going to be setting up some really interesting things with the InSync product to load it up with a bunch of applications and show how all the different things work together in a remote desktop environment. So, another inventory product. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. This whole, the thing that InSync is doing I think it's really starting to reach its stride, this hosted QuickBooks and hosted solutions. You know, it's a big part of taking your practice online. So I think that'll be a great booth to pay attention to this year at your conference.
Yep. They've done a great job. And another one is in the inventory world is Advanced Pro. Now, this is a company that hasn't been at our conference before, so we're really welcoming them to be there and talk about their product a bunch and give you a view of their inventory solution. I'm still learning more about what they're doing, but they've been out in the market. They've done quite well. And they're listed very highly on the Intuit site, so we're excited to have them join us this year. Some of our larger sponsors, Big QE Software, will be back when their product BillQuick, one of the most successful time and billing products in the marketplace. So that one is, they will be back as a platinum sponsor this year. And then yours and my sort of alma mater or whatever we want to call it, our magazine, the CPA Technology Advisor, will be here. They will be sponsoring a big section on the second day. You'll be speaking, Randy will be speaking on behalf of the CPA Technology Advisor.
So we're excited, obviously, about that. We certainly, from the magazine's perspective, see this as our premier event of the year. So, we're really excited to be a sponsor and see what you're doing with it this year.
Yeah. Well, I sure appreciate your help on this because I've asked you to do a lot to help us build the content, and you've been really helpful in that way. So, anyway, we hope to see everybody there in November 9 through 12, and we'll hopefully get to meet everybody in person.
Good deal. Well, Doug, I think we are out of time today, so I appreciate you taking the time, and we'll be back on again next month.
Yeah.
So thank you, everyone. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.